USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House has declared a state of emergency in response to the shutdown of a vital fuel pipeline on the East Coast. The declaration for 17 states and the District of Columbia lifts restrictions for drivers who are transporting gasoline and other petroleum products into the affected areas. The Colonial Pipeline, which supplies the East Coast with nearly 45% of its fuel needs, has been offline since Friday when the company that operates it was hit by a ransomware attack. And the United States has expressed its concerns to Israel over the recent violence that has erupted in Jerusalem. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spoke with his Israeli counterpart on Sunday to express the White House's concern over a plan to evict Palestinian families from their homes on land claimed by Jewish settlers in eastern Jerusalem. The U.S., UN, and EU have all called for calm after a weekend of protests that saw hundreds of Palestinians and several Israeli police officers injured. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
States are beginning to order fewer COVID vaccines from the federal government as demand for the shot is falling. The nation now averaging just under 2 million doses administered per day over the last 7 days. The Biden administration says that it's changing its strategy as that demand drops. Mass vaccination sites in many states will wind down in favor of more doses being sent to pharmacies and doctor's offices. Jeff Zients says the administration is trying to overcome hesitancy among some Americans toward the vaccines. The White House's coronavirus response coordinator tells CNN that they are turning to local leaders to help overcome that hesitation.
We have enough supply for all adult Americans to get vaccinated. We just want to make it easier and easier for people to get vaccinated. And for those who do have questions about efficacy or about safety, the three vaccines, the three authorized vaccines, are all very safe and very effective. So we want people to be able to turn to their trusted leader in their neighborhood, their doctor, their faith leader, to get information about the vaccines, to build vaccine confidence so all Americans get vaccinated.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A pipeline that supplies nearly half of the fuel to the east coast of the country remains shut down after a cyber attack several days ago. The pipeline running from Texas to New Jersey was shut down by its operator, Colonial Pipeline, after being hit Friday with a ransomware attack. The company says it's unsure when it will be able to resume normal operations. The pipeline runs for more than 5,000 miles and supplies nearly 45% of the fuel used in eastern and southern states. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said Sunday that the White House is working with company, state, and local officials to assist in getting the pipeline up and running again. Senator Bill Cassidy says the federal government needs to develop a better relationship with companies working in industries vital to national security. The Louisiana Republican tells NBC's Meet the Press that this is an issue that can get bipartisan support.
There's been problems in the past with sharing classified information with private entities, and Congress has passed a law to fix that, but it's going to take an ongoing relationship. By the way, a bipartisan relationship in which we better equip small businesses and large businesses to withstand cyber attacks. Chuck, the implications for this for our national security cannot be overstated, and I promise you this is something that Republicans and Democrats can work together on.
And police in Colorado Springs say that 6 people were killed in a shooting early Sunday morning during a birthday party. The suspect in the shooting was also killed. Police say they arrived at a mobile home park early Sunday to find 6 people dead in one trailer. They believe the suspect drove to the home and opened fire on the party, eventually turning the gun on himself. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.